Hey, good evening, everybody. My name is Robert Schuller. This is the Robert Schuller Ministries, and you are listening to The Call.
Absolutely. I'm Donna Schuller. We've been doing this call now, podcast, for 11 years. Hard to believe, isn't it?
I know.
When we started it, nobody knew what a podcast was. Honestly, I'm telling you the truth. Nobody knew. I contacted all kinds of young people saying, hey, we got to do a podcast. How do you do this? Oh, I don't know. I end up Googling the only company I could find that did it at the time. I know there were more, but this is just 11 years ago, and it was Podomatic. So we are on robertschullerministries.podomatic.com. But the goodness is I don't have to say that anymore.
Because, and every other podcast.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Delivery system we have.
Yeah. Well, there is, because nowadays all you have to do is go into your search engine, your search bar at the top of whatever server you use and put in Robert Schuller Ministries podcast, and it comes right up, and it comes up on iHeartRadio or Google, or if you listen to one of those know-it-all people, Alexis, that listens to all of your business in your house, you get it there.
Exactly.
We don't have one
for obvious reasons.
But
we had it for a week or so.
No, and gave it going, back. Yeah, nope, not for us. And now they're listens to a lot. That's the same reason we put a little piece of tape over
our cameras,
our laptops, because Big Brother is listening. We like to be private.
Here's the cool thing about doing this in December. We are 10 days away from Christmas.
It's
morning.
Only 10 days.
I know.
So we're celebrating Christmas with y'all tonight. It is the 15th of the month at 6 p.m. Pacific time, and it's time for the call, and we love talking to you all. And today we don't have a guest because we want to talk about Christmas and Christmas memories and what is Christmas all about.
So I've titled this podcast Ready for Christmas! !
Love it.
And the reason I did it that way is because I've had several people ask me recently, are you ready for Christmas?
Yeah, I know.
And my response is, I'm always ready for Christmas. Always. And so if I'm ready, am I ready for Christmas? Completely, totally, absolutely.
I like that answer because people ask me that all the time. And I think, what do they mean? Are my Christmas cards out yet? No, I'm working on them.
Do you have all your Christmas presents yet?
No.
Have you decorated got all your decorations?
No, we have our tree that's right to my left in front of me, and it's in water, and it doesn't have any lights or decorations on it yet, but I did the mantle.
Yep.
The mantle started out a few weeks ago. I put up all our stockings and discovered that now we have too many stockings because
there's just two of us.
Yeah, we added one more, which is a blessing. But we have two of
little
us,
baby
four children, right? That's six. They're married. That's 10 and 9 grandchildren. We have 19 stockings behind us.
So all we need is one more grandchild, and we can have a nice round number of 20.
Exactly. We'll see. God willing.
Yeah. Who knows? Only God knows. It's possible that they're all done, but we don't know for sure.
No.
And anyway, so shut up while I still have a
right
before my kids start calling me up.
Oh, they don't watch this good news.
That's true. So
they don't. We can say anything we want about all of our kids. We love our kids, so we don't have anything bad to say. But yeah, we have 9 grandchildren now, 4 adult kids, 9 grandchildren, the two of us. There's 19 of us, and so if you look, that mantle's a little crowded. I had to start putting push pins in the wall. On the side.
That's good.
Well, they're all over the side. If you turn around and look, you'd notice that. So anyway, there's a lot of stockings. We've got to figure it out.
There's a couple of people I want to say Merry Christmas to.
Yes.
Mark Harris.
Oh, yeah. His name on there.
Lindy Roth,
yes.
So
I don't see anybody else that we know.
I'm sure there's a lot of other people that are.
You can only see certain people because we're on so many different platforms now. At the same time, we're not just on our website and Facebook and stuff. Oh, and Twitter. I forgot to say Twitter. But we're on all these different platforms. So we don't get to see all of your messages anymore as they come up. And we still have our phone.
And our website.
Our website for sure. That's the most desirable place to have you watch this because they won't. They'll try to take us down, but they won't take us down because it's our website. And we're also on the original conference line that we've been using since we started. And that number, in case you're interested, is 667-770-1538. If you don't have a piece of paper, you won't have this written down, but then you...
We have it on our website? We should.
No, because most people watch it now on social media or our website. But those who know, those who are on there, we love you. We appreciate you. We're never getting rid of the conference line because that's how we started. So we're keeping it. We like to be, we like things.
As long as we can, we will.
Yes.
You know, who knows if the technology changes to the point where phones are no longer used.
Oh, goodness. Maybe. So tell us about what are you going to read a Christmas scripture?
Yeah,
and then we're going to kind of talk a little bit about Christmas. You know, there's a lot to say about Christmas, not just what it means, but what it means to each of us, because all of us have really happy memories, I hope, of Christmas. And some of us have sad memories. And some of us in this last year, since last Christmas, have lost a loved one or suffered the loss of our health or maybe lost a job. So it's important for us to remember that, to be sensitive and to be kind to people, because you never know the other person's story, especially when you run into that angry or short-tempered or impatient person. Just know that there might be something really tough they're going through. And you might be joy-filled picking at your Christmas tree like we did today. You might be joy-filled listening to Christmas music and putting up stockings and wrapping gifts, but there's a lot of people that are hurting. So it's important to remember that.
So let's have a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time where we can worship you. That as we look forward to Christmas during this Advent season, when we realize that you come in the form of a baby in human form to bring us freedom and joy and divine liberation, we just give you praise and thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And so we love you, Lord. We praise your name always and forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. You're going to read some scripture?
Yeah, I actually chose something which is more in tune with Advent, because Christmas isn't here yet. Mm-hmm. We have 10 days to Christmas. That's why we're in the Advent season, and Advent, it really means in English, adventure.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're looking forward to, this tremendous of adventure of living with Jesus, as living as his followers, and just looking forward to what unexpected, tremendous adventures we're going to have in this life. Realizing that all things work together for good to those who love God, who are called according to his purpose. And in case you didn't realize, I'm quoting scripture here.
Romans 8:28,
exactly. And so I chose Isaiah 60, and I edited down because it's a little long for us to read. But Isaiah 60 is one of the Advent scriptures from Isaiah. There's a lot of stuff in that. In Isaiah 60, the Messiah, written by Handel, quotes Isaiah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna read that passage, but I'm gonna read this one. Arise, shine, for your light has come, referring to Jesus Christ, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples. But the Lord shines upon you, and his glory appeals over you. Nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. So lift up your eyes and look about you. All assemble and come to you. Your sons come from afar, and your daughters are carried on the hip. Then you will look and be radiant. Your heart will throb and swell with joy. The wealth of the seas will be brought to you. To you, the riches of the nations will come. Though in anger I struck you, in favor I will show you compassion. Your gates will always stand open. They will never be shut day or night, so that people may bring you the wealth of the nations. Their kings led in triumphal procession. I will make peace your governor and well-being your ruler. No longer will violence be heard in your land, nor ruin or destruction within your borders, but you will call your walls salvation and your gates praise. The sun will no more be your light by day, nor will the brightness of the moon shine on you, for the Lord will be your everlasting light, and your God will be your glory. Your sun will never set again, and your moon will wane no more. The Lord will be your everlasting light, and your days of sorrow will end. Then all your people will be righteous, and they will possess the land forever. They are the shoot I have planted, the work of my hands, for the display of my splendor. The least of you will become a thousand, and smallest a mighty nation. I am the Lord. It is time. I will do this swiftly. It's all about the coming of the salvation of Jesus Christ and his glory and the light that he shines. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. And anyone who comes to me will never stand in darkness. And that's what this passage is all about. And so Jesus comes to light up the world. And that's why we have Christmas lights everywhere. And that's why we have, all this beauty and all these decorations as a means to celebrate and praise God for his fantastic gift of this child, Jesus.
So I say, and I know you do too, when somebody says happy holidays to you, just say Merry Christmas back.
Always.
I mean, if they're being politically correct, that's okay. Good for them if that's what they've been taught in their workplace or whatever when you're checking out of a department store. But still say Merry Christmas. If they're Jewish, they shouldn't be concerned or offended. Just like if somebody said happy Hanukkah to you, and it was Hanukkah, I wouldn't be offended at all. I'd say, oh, yeah, happy Hanukkah. Great. Thanks for reminding me. But it's Merry Christmas because we're celebrating Christ's birthday. Even if people don't believe in him, it's still what the day means.
Do you know what's interesting? I've had more people say Merry Christmas to me this year than
ever. Oh, good.
It's almost like that was a thing, part of the...
Interesting. Okay.
And it's kind of going away.
Good.
Along with ESG and all the other baloney, it's going away. The corporations are dropping it.
Mm.
And the nation is seeing the light. And
well, I have to say something about New York City because, as you know, I left. I wasn't, for those of you that watch church on Sunday morning, I was
this past week.
I left here at 5:30 in the morning. And
Saturday. Not Sunday.
No, on Saturday. And I drove my 86-year-old mother up to LAX. We got on an American Airlines plane flight and flew to JFK. That's John F. Kennedy Airport, right outside Manhattan. We went over and met my daughter, Christina, and her daughter, my granddaughter. So four generations of women. You heard me right. And we met, we had a great dinner, we spent the night.
Your mother is 86?
Six.
And Sienna is?
Sienna is six.
Six, 86 to six.
Yeah, and a couple in between.
Yeah.
And anyway, we went there specifically for our annual Christmas tea. Since our daughter moved to Florida, she said, you know, a great idea is to go to Manhattan. And, you know, my mom and I are like, well, that's a long flight for us. But she gave us an offer we couldn't refuse. She paid for our hotel room. Very generous gift. Trust me on that. And then my mom and I split Christmas tea for all four of us. We had tea at the Plaza in the Palm Court. And that was like literally spend the night there Saturday night. That was Sunday. Then Monday morning, we went and saw the Rockettes. And the reason I'm bringing this up is we went up and down the streets. We stayed in the very nice section of New York because we didn't want to be running into any, you know, all the stuff you see on the news, which I get my news from the internet. But it's not true is what I want to tell you. It is a beautiful city still. I've never felt so safe. There were police officers on every corner. There were decorations, Christmas decorations, like you wouldn't believe on every single corner, not just Rockefeller Center, not just Macy's, not just Saks Fifth
Avenue. Talk about the conclusion of the Rockettes.
Well, I wanted, this is, okay. I'm not just losing track.
Okay.
So I'm going to the Rockettes.
Just want to make sure you're not.
No, the Rockettes were the last thing we saw. And we saw that at 11 in the morning on Monday. And I was so overjoyed in that the Rockettes was, first of all, better than ever with mixed media and all the technology, and they had flying fairy drones through the theater, and I can't even explain it to go. But the last 15 minutes of the Rockettes hour and a half show, 90 minute show, they focused on Jesus. They did the nativity scene, they did Christian music, they had wise men come in on camels, real camels, reminded me of the Christ Cathedral, but it wasn't even that good. It wasn't as good as the cathedral. But it was beautiful.
Yeah, you the said costumes, the costumes didn't.
The costumes weren't as good as the Christ Cathedral. This is New York City, right? I mean, big time tickets to get in there, huge theater. The Rockettes, you know, Radio City Music Hall, which they've always been there. But here's my whole point is that they focused on Jesus at the end of the program. I was stunned, I was pleasantly shocked. I was so happy. It brought tears to my eyes. And they saw even the star, and then it shone down on the manger. I mean, it was a big deal. It wasn't kind of like in passing. They closed the show that way and had one more musical number with everybody coming out to take, you know, the grand finale.
Their bows.
And their bows and curtsies. But I want to tell you that if you're thinking of going to New York City and you're afraid, don't be afraid. It's amazing. I can't wait to go again this time of the year. We went it was just last weekend, so early in December.
It may depend on which part of New York City you're in.
Well, of course it depends on that. You got to go to the Upper East Side and the West End, you know, that you have to go where it's safe. You can't go down by the Hudson River on the, you know, lower 40s and stuff. It's, you know, you just don't do that. Just like I wouldn't go to LA. I wouldn't go to Chicago. I wouldn't go to any big city like that. So I'm just saying New York City's been given a bad rap, I think, since COVID. It's back. It's beautiful. Unbelievable. And people said Merry Christmas, and the Rockettes closed their show with Jesus in the manger and the whole thing and the angels and the singing. And
That's why that's beautiful again.
Exactly. So anyway, I had to say that. So what else do we want to say about Christmas?
So we want to say that Christmas is the best time of the year, even though it comes during the in the northern hemisphere, it is the least amount of light. In fact, in just a few days, we'll have the shortest day of the year.
The 21st.
Right? And the northern hemisphere, right, which most of us are from the northern hemisphere, even though we do have people in the southern hemisphere, listen, for them, it'll be the longest day of the
That's
year.
Right.
And so I have a real difficult time comprehending Christmas in the southern hemisphere. I've never done that. Can't comprehend it, but
we've been out of town until like mid to late December with our travels, when we used to travel all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
Global peace, and we've been to, like, I remember being in the Philippines late December and everything's decorated and it's hot, and then we get home, and whenever we get home, I'm kind of behind decorating and cards, but I can't imagine either. You need to have it kind of a little bit chillier. And even in Florida, I know it gets chillier in the evenings now. It's beautiful.
I remember
still.
Our daughter, Christina, moved to Miami a mm-hmm. year ago. Mm-hmm. And in January, she didn't bring any jackets with her.
She gave me all of her nice jackets.
She didn't bring any jackets for kids, for herself,
no,
sweaters.
Gave them all
she
away.
She's going to Florida. It's warm there. And then it went down to like 40 degrees or something.
There was a cold snap the first month they got there.
Oh, that was so it was funny.
Anyway, but Florida's pretty nice. So we're looking forward to going back and visiting her.
For New Year's.
So Christmas, you know, you read that beautiful scripture about, you know, having to do with Advent and the proclamation that Jesus is coming and what Jesus means to all of us. But, you know, I started out before you read saying, you know, this is a difficult time for some people.
Yeah,
and It's difficult in the ways I mentioned, the serious ways like the death of a loved one since last Christmas, or maybe they've lost their health since last Christmas, or, you know, just all come up my computer in the dark. Yeah, we're still there. I have to look at the screen for our conference call. But there's other things that can happen and that maybe are ongoing, and that would be like family discord. And you're thinking, oh, I have to go to Christmas dinner with this person or that person. Or maybe there's people that are excluded from your family dinner because, you know, they don't get along with somebody else. Or maybe they exclude themselves because they don't want to be included. Or maybe, you know, I don't know. There's as many reasons as there are people practically. But, you know, pray about that and remember that Christmas is a time of peace and hope and coming together and love, and just know that things can change. You know, maybe this Christmas isn't the peaceful Christmas that you've been praying about, but by next year, maybe things will be better. So just do the best you can, be compassionate and kind to people, and know that everybody has a story. Like I said earlier, you don't know that person that's so rude to you in the grocery store. Sometimes it's okay. I mean, if you're a talkative person, to say, hey, how are you doing today? Are you having, is your day going okay? And sometimes people say, yeah, great. And you're thinking, no, it's not great. They're not very nice. But very often somebody will say, I'm going through a really tough time. And without taking a lot of time, all you have to say is, I'm sorry. I hear you. I hear you. I'm sorry. And do something kind or nice. Just a kind word sometimes.
Well, I don't know if you feel comfortable doing this, but one of the things my father taught me to do is, and I have taught others to do this as well. It's kind of, it was very common for us to do this in our church. People would say, come to me and say, will you pray for me about something? And what I would do is wherever we were, I would just stop right there, and I'd hold their hands, or I'd put my hands on their shoulders, or
gotta be careful of that these days.
And we would have a prayer right then and there on the street, in a store, in the church, in the lobby of the church, wherever it was, we would just stop and pray. And somebody says, I'm going through a tough time. Well, let's pray about that.
If you feel comfortable with that, a lot of people don't. I feel comfortable with that as well. But
you didn't when I met you. It's something you grew, grew into.
I would never have done that. Never.
No.
Never thought of it, but it's a really touching thing. You can't do that to the checker when you're checking out at a grocery store and there's people in line. That's a little tough. You can look at them in the eye. This is what I would do and say, I'm praying for you. And I hear you. You're having a tough time.
I think you can keep your eyes open and just say, dear God, help this woman right now. She's going through these difficult times. You know exactly what she needs for help. You keep your eyes open because God will hear your prayer whether your eyes are open or closed.
That's right. Absolutely.
And so
you got to have them open when you're driving.
So exactly. So help her, oh Lord. Amen. It's that quick. It's like 20 seconds. I didn't time it, but I don't think it was much more than that.
No, it wasn't 20.
And then you grab, God bless you, and bye-bye. And she or he will probably stand there speechless and stunned, but touched. And it's not touched because of what you did. It's touched because of what the prayer did and what God did through that prayer. And so we can always pray. And in my prayers, I always want to give thanks. Thank you that we had this opportunity to meet so that we could pray together. Or thank you that she has the strength to get through this. But there's always something you find to give thanks for.
Always.
And I think it's really important because what God wants from us more than anything else is our
thanksgiving.
What he says, I forget which passage
our
it
praise.
Says. Our thank offering. Yeah. He talks about, you know, how people wanted to give them all these different offerings and all these things. He says, the cattle on a thousand hills are mine. Everything belongs to me. You can't give me anything I don't already have. All I want from you is your thank offering. Just give me thanks. And now that I brought that up, I think we should probably say something about collecting our offering.
Yes, this is part of our church. So we collect an offering in different ways. We can take Venmo, and Robert will pull up the Venmo slide probably here in a minute. And even though if you're listening on your cell phone, you won't be able to take a photo of this, just he wants to show you a picture of what it looks like. And it looks like Robert and I in the middle of a QR code. You getting it? Yeah. So that's one way you can give. The main way to give, most people give this way. You go to our website, drschuller.org. It's drschuller.org. Or robertschullerministries.org. Takes you to the same place, same website. There's a button that says, I'd like to give. You click on that, and it'll take you through a couple of prompts, and it's real easy. And if you've never given that way before on our website, it might take to a minute, maybe a minute and a half, and then after that you'll be set to go. But it's secure. It's, you know, it comes into us later tonight. We'll get a report. You get, you know, you'll get a thank you note digitally immediately, and you know, we are a 501c3 church, so your donations are tax deductible. And let's see, what's the last way? Oh, the other way is you can mail a check to our office, and you can get that by going to our website. Again, drschuller.org, drschuller.org. I spell that because of closed captioning. They mess it all up because they're listening to me and transcribing my words. So drschuller.org. And if you don't want to give digitally by clicking on the I'd like to give, you scroll to the very bottom of the homepage, and you'll see our office address, 26 Canyon Island Drive, Newport Beach, California, 92660. It's interesting because we've been getting mail once in a while at the Civic Center here in Newport.
Where we just won.
No,
more no, times, really?
More times. Oh. They gave me one once. But we do not mail at the Civic Center. It's actually it's a city building, government work. So we rent a beautiful room on Sunday mornings from the city of Newport Beach. So we can't, and that's the 100 exactly. Civic Center Drive, Newport Beach. We give that out to invite people in Sunday morning at 10:30. But once in a while, we get somebody listening on here and they think, oh, we'll just mail them something. And it's not, we don't get mail there. They don't like us to get mail there. We say, sorry, we didn't tell people. But what's another way of giving? Oh,
so,
my book.
So here's what I wanted to say is, if you need any Christmas gifts for your your wife, your children, or your female children, or a colleague at work or something, this book, Donna Shuler's Fearless Women, Transform Negative Emotions into Positive Realities, you can get it on Amazon. And if you have their address, it'll ship straight to them. And otherwise, you can have them shipped to you, and there's plenty of time to get it still.
It's a good way to donate, and because 100% of the funds go straight into the ministry's account, savings account. I don't see the money. I don't look. It's great because we don't do any bookkeeping. It just goes zoom right into the ministry's account. And I'll appreciate it if you buy one of my books and you'll like it. Can I say something about my new program coming out?
Yeah.
Okay. So I have a surprise. I haven't told a lot of people about it, but in 2024, just
one of your goals,
my goals and my vision for next year. One of the things I'm doing is I'm starting an Instagram channel. It'll be totally different than this. It'll be called the name of my book is Fearless Women. The name of my Bible study, Fearless Women. It's been that way for almost 4 years now, and I'm starting the Fearless Minute, and it's called that for a reason, because it's not a long form video like this is, or podcast, depending on how you get it delivered to you, but it's called the Fearless Minute, and it's going to be a Monday through Friday on an Instagram channel called the Fearless Minute with Donna Shuler.
So is it only on Instagram?
Right now, it's an Instagram channel. So okay. I'm not doing a podcast, but it will be put on podcast. So it's an Instagram channel if you want to see it right. So let me just give you a little taste of what it'll be. So it'll be Monday through Friday. It's called a minute, the minute for a reason, Fearless Minute, because I'm going to be speaking a minute to 2 minutes. It'll be short vignettes. And then from there, I'll probably put together another book. But Miracle Monday, tips on Tuesday. You know, I'm a nutritionist by training. So I'll be giving you tips on Tuesdays. Wisdom Wednesdays, Thanksgiving Thursdays. We have a lot to be grateful for. And Fearless Fridays. So I'll be doing that starting in January, probably mid-month. Look for that launch. And I'll be coming to you 5 days a week, but it'll be short. It won't be like this. It'll be, hey, today I want to talk about water. What kind of water you should be drinking, how much water. There's a lot of it, you know, and that'll be it. And be fearless. End of story. See you Tuesday.
Well.
Okay, that's it.
We are all ready for Christmas.
We are.
To be ready for Christmas means your heart is ready.
Mm-hmm.
You're ready for Jesus to come, and he can come any minute, any time, mm-hmm. any year, any decade, any century. We don't know when he's coming. We just know that he is coming, and that on Christmas Day, it's a time for us to remember that he came 2,000 years ago in the form of a baby, that we might have life and have it abundant.
Absolutely.
And so
we are blessed.
Well, I just want to say Merry Christmas to everybody. Thank you for your support of this ministry.
Yes.
We can't do it without you. We don't have any advertisers. We don't get any. YouTube doesn't pay us anything as far
Nobody
as subscriptions or anything.
Except, nope.
So the only income we have is from you. And we just want to thank you for that. And it keeps us. It allows us to keep this going, and we want to continue to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ to the world. And
go tell it on the mountain.
And tell it on the mountain, right on. So that Jesus Christ is born. He is born. So if it's the 15th of the month, 6 p.m. Pacific time.
It's time for the call.
Yeah.
And next month, we have an incredible guest. On January 15th, it'll be first call back for the new year of 2024. We are talking to a doctor. She's a neurologist. She's fantastic, Dr. Taryn Clark. And she's going to tell us and talk to us about brain health and
things we can do.
Things that we can do to improve our brain health. I've already incorporated something major. Well, I've started with a couple different things. One before I met her and heard her speak, another thing, but I'm not going to tell you what it is. Just join us on January 15th, 6 p.m. Pacific time for the call. We'll be talking to Dr. Taryn Clark, a neurologist, and we're going to talk about brain health.
Yeah. It's pretty important. All your health. I would rather lose all my health and maintain my brain
absolutely
than maintain all my other physical health but lose my brain.
I know.
That's me personally.
Yeah,
and I think most people I think would probably agree with that. Because without your brain there isn't much left. So anyway.
We love you all.
We love you all. We'll see you next month, same time.
Sunday mornings,
of course.
8 a.m. Yeah.
We're on 8 a.m. Pacific time on our website, on all the different platforms. Mm-hmm. So whatever you're watching on now, you can continue to watch us there. And if for any reason we're not, check out our website. Go to drshure.org. We should be there. And just know that God loves you, and so do we. Merry Christmas.
We do.
And if it's the 15th of the month, 6 p.m. Pacific time, it's
time for the call.
Time for the call.
Absolutely.
Okay.
We love this. We love you all. Bye.
Bye-bye, everybody.